You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
Come on, Cooligans.
Let's go. Cooligans FC, Cooligans till I die.
Hey.
Okay, we need to...
And that's our own game.
We need to have our fans come up with chants. Just like they do for, you know, for clubs. Why can't we have chants?
I feel like if we let our fans come up with chants, they would sound a lot like what the PSG fans were chanting at Neymar, Messi, and or QSI.
We got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
All right? I'm not...
We can work with it.
We're just brainstorming right now.
Actually, I want to take a second to congratulate a friend of the show, Roy Wood Jr., who just hosted...
Who I thought you were going to...
Oh, no. Friend of the show, Roy Wood Jr., who hosted the White House Correspondent.
Yeah. He did an incredible job.
Incredible job. I was texting with him.
Dark Brandon also kind of crushed it, too, bro.
Who?
Dark Brandon?
No, who's that?
Joe Biden. Oh. He wore the glasses. He went. That was his alter ego, Dark Brandon.
No, okay. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Okay, Alex is not really that into politics.
No, I saw the clip that was posted on YouTube, and that was it. I don't need to watch the whole thing. Really funny. One joke in particular, which I'm not going to repeat here. I've texted him because I have a similar joke, and I'm like, bro, I've done that joke in some wild places, but not in front of actual Congress people. Good on you.
Roy did an incredible job. Very, very funny. So, yeah, shouts to him.
He's on tour, so if he's in a city near you, including, I know we have a lot of fans in Minnesota. That's how he ends his tour. Go check out that tour, dude. He is literally the best doing it, I think, on stage.
100%. Maybe he ends up with the Daily Show job. I don't know. It's either I've heard it's either between Roy Wood Jr. or me.
You heard that on what? ChristianBelanco.com?
Okay. That's what Variety is saying. Not me. All right.
Tough decision.
Okay, it's gonna be a little bit tough, but the very, very talented man. But everybody, thank you so much for joining us.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
My name is Christian Polanco.
Yes, I am Alexis Guerrero.
A lot of soccer to discuss, a lot of comedy to discuss.
That's what we're here for.
You were giving a shout out to Roy Wood Jr., obviously friend of the show. We have another Gully Squad friend of the show, Freddie Alarcón.
Oh, my God.
Who we have to give an applause to.
Ooh, because...
Was that the stork?
The baby was brought by a screaming eagle.
That was the baby's first words.
Yeah.
But no, congratulations, Freddie Alarcón.
No one in my life am I happier for that they had a child.
Right.
that's right, you. I forgot you were here.
I'm a close second. Freddie's been, obviously a fan of the show, a friend, and then, also been very public about him and his wife's journey into having a child. And I'm so, so happy for him and Trish. So I just wanted to give some time to them because it's a lovely, lovely story. So congrats, baby Sloan. Sloan.
Beautiful.
Welcome to the world. Okay.
Congrats. Congrats, you guys.
Let's talk about some a little bit more complicated news, and that is the saga that is Lionel Messi.
Saga,
yeah. You say saga?
Saga.
I mean, they're both right.
I go saga, but I've heard saga before.
You have?
Yeah. They're both. This is one of those that British English, American English. They're both right.
Which one's the British one?
I don't know.
One of them.
But we had this conversation with another word before. I forgot which word.
Integral.
It wasn't that one, but there was something else.
No, yeah, we did do that.
We did do that one, yeah. But there was another one.
So you've been hanging out with Woody too much, bro. What is this British English?
This I'm the fancy.
But saga sounds like how a Russian person says Sega. Yeah. Are you playing Saga? I don't know why there's a cigarette in my hand in this act out.
I'm the fancy lad of this show.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's all good.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, me and Woody have a lot in common. All right, bro.
Who am I?
All right, we have a similar comic book collection like that. I mean, you have to be definitely like Stugatz and maybe a combination of some folks. Stugatz, even maybe some Mike Ryan in there. Okay. You know.
Stugatz Cuban as well?
Stugatz is not Cuban.
No. He is the opposite of Cuban.
He is un-Cuban, bro.
We're the Cuban one, boys. So if you're keeping score, Fidel's still Cuban, but Stugatz is not.
So, Lionel Messi is in the news because he is he got suspended, first of all.
Yeah.
By PSG because he was like, yo, I'm going on vacation with the family to Saudi Arabia.
So look, now that I am on this morning show, I'm getting actual facts. I didn't look any of this up, but I have been told the background.
Right.
Apparently this trip had been postponed multiple times. He is, I guess, works for or an ambassador for tourism to Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Right, which is why he put a...
Great gig. We've all wanted that one.
Buddy, I called my agent. And I was like, what? Why not me?
How did they pick Lionel over me?
Come on. Well, get on the horn with the tourist of the tourism board of Blangola.
Okay. All right. I'm sure they could use the good publicity.
Come on. We're slating them left and right on our show. So apparently he has this thing and it gets too hot to film. Not a good ad for traveling to Saudi Arabia. It gets too hot to film.
As soon as you get off the plane, your iPhone says it's overheating.
Yeah, your iPhone's like, bro, sit down. Your heart rate is crazy right now. So he had to go and film it soon. So it's like at some point, but they kept postponing it because of training and whatnot.
Yeah.
So eventually they get this. They say, if we win, you'll have 2 days off. They draw. No one says anything, so he gets on the rumor is he heard on the plane, hey, there's training.
Right.
So you can't leave tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You have to be back tomorrow. And he was like, well, I'm already on the plane. Also, I'm Lionel Messi.
Okay, do you?
I don't know.
Why do you have my number? I
know. You should be calling my people's, okay? And then maybe it gets to me. So he went to Saudi Arabia, posted the photo. He didn't hear that he was being suspended. They leak the information, or the news gets the information. The Twitter sphere gets the information. Sure. Fabrizio gets the message that he's being suspended before Messi even finds out. So this brought to light the fact that there was obviously a back and forth with PSG and Messi that, well, he won't, he stay.
Mm-hmm.
Right around the time he starts getting booed and jeered and whistled at.
Right.
Right. Which the third one you think is a positive. Turns out in soccer, it's a negative. You know? If I'm going to street people whistling at me, I'm like, well, these pants must be a little tight. You know? the kids got it. You know,
they whistle quite loud in Europe,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. It's something, a constant.
Yeah. It's something, as Americans, we haven't figured out how to really get the volume of our whistle.
They got the gaps in their teeth.
Okay. Poor dental plans. Yeah, yeah, that's all it is.
It leaves the space.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, I mean, you know, the first time I like was conscious of it was with Gareth Bale in Madrid, where every time he touched the ball, his own fans are just this loud whistle.
At the end of every game, when the fans think that the ref should blow the whistle, and they're like, shh, I can't whistle at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a constant sound.
Whistle. Put your lips together and blow, bro. Come on.
That's it. No. Well, you just reminded me of being an altar boy.
okay.
I mean, look, Mike's face is buried in his.
Catholicism has lots of issues, bro.
We
don't have the time to go through it right now.
Can't unpack that.
That's a different podcast, bro.
So apparently a month ago they decided that's it, Messi's leaving. So this is them realizing, I guess, or this, you know, like they're like, if he's not coming back, we're going to look really stupid. Mm-hmm. So let's throw him under the bus to make him look bad.
Yeah.
Right. And Messi, I guess, just doesn't care. The fans, though, have seen to take a slightly different approach, because let me ask you a question. Let's say you were the fan. You were a fan of a team that had, the greatest player ever and recent World Cup winner on it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you would react in this situation? respect, adoration.
Yeah, this is a living legend that is playing at our club. We were at Messi's first home game for PSG. The respect was there. They really appreciated it. Even though Mauricio Pochettino, for some reason, subbed him off in like the 68th minute, which also makes no sense.
As if we didn't fly all the way over
we
there.
We flew all the way over there to see this man.
Bro, I forgot Mauricio Pochettino was that manager.
Right.
Wow.
Okay, they've had quite a time.
Why are people still wanting to be their manager? He's terrible.
It's look, I think this you know, and we were talking about the fans. The fans went up to the offices.
This is the headquarters.
The headquarters of PSG. Of PSG and you know, let their voices be heard.
Here's what I'm going to say. It kills the fear of it a little bit when you're all melodic.
Y'all on key. It's beautiful. I mean, I don't know exactly what they're saying.
Choreography makes me feel like maybe I shouldn't take it too seriously. Like they all do that, like, you know, that West Side Story as they're coming to beat you up.
It's a little, they're raising their arms in a way that I don't, you know, it looks like it should be in black and white. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't really love it that much.
Yeah, let's say that it looks like all of you are really upset about Tucker Carlson getting fired.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like y'all are chanting Tucker did nothing wrong. So not a huge fan of that. But
actually, this is what Tucker was talking about when he texted, "This isn't how white people fight." He was talking about this is what he was referencing.
You know, look, we've been to Paris and we've hung around the PSG ultras.
So we found out later that there's two sets of ultras.
Mm.
There's ones that are like hardcore but progressive.
Yeah.
And then the other ones that I wouldn't say that second word to, who let's just say don't really have, you know, they don't celebrate, you know, certain holiday. Menorahs don't really come into their lives as often.
So, yeah. So it is.
They have 8 tiki torches. They don't have 8 candles.
It's intense. You don't necessarily feel 100%.
Remember when we got pressed by one of them? We were doing Man on the Street stuff. And Christian was really focused on getting Man on the Street stuff. And I was looking around at guys with black hoodies that said ultras. And suddenly were kind of surrounding us and kind of staring at us a little bit. They weren't like completely surrounding us, but they had positioned themselves so that we really had nowhere to go. And Christian was like, let's get one more. And I go, hey, Chris, look around real quick. Do you notice? He goes, yeah, that guy is staring at us. I go, what about also that guy and that guy and that guy and that guy? And Christian's like, yeah, let's keep walking. I'm like, yeah, let's.
We gotta, how do you say chill out in French? Yeah. Bro.
Probably not whatever they're chanting.
So that. Look, the fans of it seems to snowball in the fact that after Messi was suspended, I guess PSG fans really took it, I don't know, I guess very personally. I think the loss in Champions League is also, it's a weird thing for PSG fans, and I'm sure there's PSG fans that, you know, have supported the club even before. Is it the Qataris that bought the Qataris bought the club? Yeah. So I'm sure there's like Man City fans that were around before. It's not Saudi Arabia,
that's
right?
Saudi, yeah.
So
is it
or UAE?
UAE. Okay. So. So I'm sure there's you know, some people that it feels genuine them being upset, but it's also PSG it's a Jordan brand, right? Yeah, it just feels like the.
So remember, I did that podcast, London Parisianers. Those of you who watched Morning Footy, I referenced this as well. I got a chance to hear from like actual PSG, like for real, die in the wool, PSG fans, and they're like, no, we don't want the cool merch. We don't want the sneakers because we don't want our club to be associated with people saying like, oh, I don't even know what, I didn't know they played football.
Yeah.
I'm wearing sneakers. And I'm like, I guess I could kind of get it. Like I have that pink and black Paname.
Yeah.
You know, which is the old name for Paris. I have that. It's one of my favorite garments that I own. And I'm like, but it's so dope. And they're like, but we don't want to be known as like the team that has cool clothes. We want to be the...
Sure.
We want to win Champions League. We want to have Parisians on our club. We don't want superstars from all over the world. We don't want players that are big, like mercenaries that don't care about the club. And like, I guess I can kind of understand the sentiment, but it does feel a little like, boo-hoo, we've got money.
Totally. And that's the thing. It's just like, to get to the point where they're like, you know, They're screaming about they want to get Verratti out the club and they want to get Marquinhos out the club. And then it's like, also Messi. Messi is in this group of ragtag players that have, you know, who are not appreciating or valuing the club like that. It's pretty absurd. I mean, right. Messi can walk into any football club in the world, pretty much do whatever he wants. And he's also, it's not like he hasn't kind of like produced at all at PSG. He's been pretty good. Mm-hmm. So they're you know, kind of setting their sights on these players, and then and also Neymar. This seems like going way too far. They went to Neymar's house and they're chanting outside his house.
Did they go to Messi's house?
No, I don't think they went to Messi's house.
I'm pretty sure.
I can check it out.
They should not be allowed to get close to Messi's house.
They're standing in front of a gate. You know, they're not really at Neymar's house. Neymar didn't hear any of this.
but even still,
Neymar's on the phone with his sister. Like, you know, I don't miss your birthday, bro.
Neymar is injured, right? I mean, what did he do? He hasn't even been involved in any of this.
No.
So I don't know. But
they don't want Neymar in the club either.
Which, I guess. I mean, it makes more sense than not wanting Messi at your club. That's the one that seems kind of absurd. But this is the and they're yelling Neymar F off, okay? In just the beautiful language that is French. You know, the French, they keep it gully sometimes.
They do.
Bro.
They over gully. They love a protest, don't they?
They say, like, I just want to get together with 4,000 to 5,000 of my friends yell about a particular
dress.
Okay? Don't ask me why I'm wearing elbow and knee pads.
No.
They're all waiting
riot
around.
Gear. No, this is to protect myself.
They're all waiting around for the next revolution. Revolution, bro. They've been waiting since the 1800s.
Yo, I think these fans are Les Miserables.
Wow.
That was a good one. I like that.
Look at that. Have you seen Les Miserables?
Absolutely not. What? No, was it Anne Hathaway? Isn't that
yeah,
right?
She's in that. She's in that.
Bro, she might be the most boring human being I've ever come across.
I don't agree with this Anne Hathaway slander. She's getting targeted for no reason, bro.
No. Well, are other people agreeing with me?
Everybody hates Anne Hathaway for some reason.
I don't hate her. She's just boring, bro. Her and who's that lady who used to sing country music? She won the contest. Carrie Underwood, right?
Carrie Underwood.
Bro, the both of them?
Bro, oh, my God. Be careful, Alexis. Jessica Smetana had an entire, like, Carrie Underwood stan army come after her. So
this
be
is,
careful.
Bro, but Carrie Underwood stans, I dare you to fill my mentions. You're obviously well slept because this is the most boring human being. If Carrie Underwood pulled a gun out, I would still fall asleep. She is so boring. I just as a human being, even when she tries to like dress funky, I'm like, bro, you look like a mom who won a contest.
Damn, bro.
It's embarrassing.
Y'all didn't know this soccer podcast was gonna have all the smoke for Carrie Underwood.
Come on, CMT. What you gotta say? Bro, the most boring human being.
Everybody gets it.
Bro.
All right, man. Look.
Yo,
the music is not for us.
Yo, French people, go protest in front of Carrie Underwood. Do something, bro. Learn how to do a backflip, Carrie. It's embarrassing. Anne Hathaway, too, bro. Anne Hathaway, God. She looks like she tells a story that just and then it's like that. You know what I'm talking about? People who do that? Like
I don't know. Why do you know so much about Carrie Underwood, bro?
Bro, no, just the two of them. When I think of boring people, they're the lions in the front of a library.
Okay. Fine. Jesus Christ.
Sorry. How do we get on here?
I don't know, bro. Where do we go?
Speaking of,
I'm not watching anything with Anne Hathaway in it.
Anne Hathaway, yeah.
Hathaway. She's Devil Wears Prada. Everyone brings that up. That movie's like 15 years old.
Anyway.
Move on.
All right. R.I.P. Gordon Lightfoot, by the way.
I don't know who that is. Okay.
But legendary folk singer just passed away. Anyway.
What?
You're bringing up random people. I'm gonna bring up.
You're gonna also bring
Gordon
up random
Lightfoot.
People?
He makes great classic
what
songs.
What does Roy Wood Jr. think about Carrie Underwood?
All right, let's move on. We got to get to Erling Haaland. Erling Haaland did break the Premier League goal scoring record. 35 goals he scored against West Ham just the other day.
31 appearances, 35 goals in the Premier League.
It is quite remarkable. He's 22 years old. It also kind of upsets me still that Pep took him out of that, took him out of the Champions League game when he scored the five goals or six goals. He didn't want him to break the record. He's like, he's too young. He has something to look forward to. Nah, bro. You even Erling Haaland after he broke the record, they were asking him on Sky Sports about it. He says, I don't even think about it. I can't spend my time thinking about it. He's like, right now I'm just gonna go home, eat, and play some video games. And then they were like, what video games are you playing? He's like, I can't say. I'm too embarrassed. It's too embarrassing. Which makes you, I'm like, what game Pokemon, is he playing?
Pokemon Go, just walking around.
That one Animal Crossing where you're like,
yeah, maybe likes a nice peaceful, serene game. Right,
yeah. Among Us.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you the mole?
What's the last video game you played, Alexis? Like you actually played? Not FIFA, besides FIFA.
NBA 2K?
NBA 2K, wow.
Like the current one.
Okay.
Like last year's, actually.
Anything besides a sports game that you actually played that you remember?
No. Maybe like Tekken or some shit like that.
Okay. All right, I'll take it.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, Tekken's a good game. I'm a beast in Tekken. I'm actually very, very good in Tekken.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see that child come out in you.
You can see the virginity on my face.
Oh, you are. I was trying to say, I didn't want to say nerd. But you can, when you play video games, like you get into it, you have a position in which you play video games.
Oh, sure. I lean forward like that meme.
Yeah, no, the meme.
It's a very childlike, like the controller's down, your neck is up. Yeah, and like, dude. I can see you're like saying stuff to yourself, like, come on, man, you got this. Like, it's, I don't know what you're mouthing.
Anyway, Erling Haaland breaking the goal scoring record, and in this fashion so quickly, does it make a, you know, I want to say, does it make a mockery? Is it like absurd that he's done this, or is it like, oh, it was bound to happen? What does it say about him as a player, and also the state of Premier League defending that he actually did this so quickly?
I think this is like, the first person to run the mile in a certain time. Like,
okay.
You'll never be able to, whatever that was, 5 minute mile, whatever.
Four minute, I believe, right?
Oh, I can't believe I was even close. The first person to do that, then all of a sudden, like, everyone could do it. When everyone's like, no one will ever be able to do it. Mm-hmm. And then one guy does it, and then all of a sudden, everyone else can. The same way Steph Curry is chucking threes whenever he wants from the logo, and people are like, well, he's an anomaly, and now there's 12-year-olds doing it.
Yeah. Well, also, regularly. This is the NBA playoffs. Look, I'm going to get on my soapbox a little bit.
Here we go.
I don't want to be like, you know.
The Carrie Underwood fans also going to be mad about this.
Old man yells at Cloud.
Somewhere there's a big NBA Carrie Underwood and Hathaway fan who's like, these bastards.
Okay. I don't want to old man at Cloud this whole thing. But what's up with all these threes being taken in the NBA playoffs?
Are you not
this
an
year?
NBA fan?
I am, but it's just, it's a joke.
It's all it is now.
It's literally the only thing going on. It's just the Lakers, the Lakers Warriors game, the first 8 minutes, there were like 15 threes taken. Yeah. And I understand that coming from the Warriors, but it's happening in other games too. It is a joke, bro. What happened to just posting up? little Patrick Ewing, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Christian
game.
Wants you to shoot free throws from between your knees.
Just like Rick Barry.
You never miss.
Okay. All I'm saying is just some of these guys, their attitudes, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's a culture.
Okay. They're just a little too flashy for my taste.
Yeah. Back in my day, there were no chains. And diamonds. These were plumbers on their day off.
Anyway, I just think it's the amount of threes being chucked is a joke. But whatever.
Hey, it's strategically very smart. Stretches out of defense.
It is what it is.
If you can shoot.
Speaking
of someone who can shoot, Erling Haaland probably would shoot threes all day if he was an NBA player.
Definitely. Without a doubt.
What I like about, Charlie Davies said this, and I thought it was a really good way to encapsulate it, because part of me is like, there was a growing pains in this man's season.
Yeah.
There was a period of time, not long, but a period of time where like
20 minutes where he didn't know what to do.
Where they're like, he doesn't really perfectly fit in. The man still chucked up 35 in 31 games. He's kind of a beast, but he can get better. And the team has money to keep getting better and better players.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know where this ends. And having seen him in person, quite frustratingly, you see just how good he is. He really has every facet of the game. He could play center forward. He could play with his back to goal. He could turn. He could run. He could get in behind the defender. If you're a defender, you must be wildly confused as to what's the right way to stop this guy.
Right.
If this was the NBA, they would change rules to make it less easy for him. But in soccer, you don't do that. There are no rules. So it's super frustrating to see this. There's also another stat that I found, which I think is absolutely incredible, and it's about Pep Guardiola, because people don't realize this. The last goal of the game, I believe, was Phil Foden's. That was Pep Guardiola's 1,000th goal with the same club. Yeah. He's the fastest to ever get there. He did it in 404 fixtures. That's an average of 2.47 goals per match.
Mm.
The next person was Arsene Wenger, the next fastest at 554 matches, and then Sir Alex Ferguson with 601. It's just absolutely, you're not, like, you don't even think about it, but Pep Guardiola is just, he's pulling all the marionette strings. And there was a period of time where people called him a fraud because he can't win Champions League. And it's like, dude, he got to 1,000 goals in 400
right,
games.
I mean, he has won Champions League, just not with City. But still, people will find any reason to disrespect anybody's resume. You know what I mean?
Well, it looks like the PSG fans have just shown up to Pep's house.
Erling Haaland.
Would you send the PSG fans to your ex? Your ex's house?
Wow. Okay, yeah, if I was a bitter human being like you, I would. I don't know.
Wow. Why would you throw me under the bus? I asked you the question.
I mean, it's just such
Mike said yes, by the way.
Okay, I mean, I don't, outside of probably like, not even like a girlfriend, but somebody I dated, there's probably only one person I would send the PSG Ultras to. But outside of that, every relationship I've been in has like ended amicably. So yeah. I don't see it. Bad blood.
I think you lying, bro.
He's like, he's seen my car key. He's like, what's happened? Oh, it's nothing.
Amicably. They all disappeared by mysterious.
Christian's just listening to the Carrie Underwood song. Yeah.
It's just white noise you go to sleep to. White noise is actually a great name for a Carrie Underwood album, by the way.
But early on, so I saw a stat as far as like in the top five European leagues, the goal scoring record, like who has it in Serie A from Lazio?
Ciro Immobile.
Immobile has it. I think it's like 38 goals. In La Liga is obviously Messi with 50.
Is there an update on Ciro Immobile, by the way? He got in that terrible car accident.
Yeah, he played yesterday. He's back.
Okay. Yeah, he had spinal injuries. Terrible. A tram ran a red light or a truck?
I don't remember exactly what the details were, but he got into an automobile accident.
It was only a couple of weeks. The truck looked completely ripped apart, and he's back on the pitch.
Yeah, he's back. He was playing.
Thanks. All right. Glad he's all right.
Had a penalty disallowed yesterday. Tough look.
Oof.
Okay. But the fact that Haaland scoring 35 in the Premier League, is that more impressive than Messi's 50 in La Liga?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Interesting. Easily, yeah. Just like, it's just, that's it?
Here's why. First of all, he's got, what, 5 more games to go? So this could be 40-42. Premier League is a much more defensive-minded league across, like the meaning of it. Yeah. It's much more defensive than La Liga. So while it's impressive that he scored 50, you know, I'm not really... You know, Getafe.
Some of the teams, yeah. Yeah, okay, you know I see it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they wasn't trying. It was like, hey, if I let you score, well, can I get your trophy?
Well, we don't even know. The Barca might have been paying off the refs after all these things coming
facts.
Out.
All right. Who knows? Okay, we're here to...
There was a red card against Arsenal that I still got questions about.
We're putting an asterisk on Messi.
I'm not putting an asterisk. Look, he still kicked the ball. Whether the keeper was inspired to jump, you know, is up to him. I think what makes this impressive is that it's his first season. He's 22 years old, and he came in with a lot of hype. Messi had a chance to build up.
Yeah.
The hype started after you saw how good he could be. This already started. If Messi had moved to a new club at 22 and bodied it as well in a new league where everyone's like, yeah, but can he do it on a cold, rainy night, like that garbage, then I'm like, yeah, okay, that's impressive. 50 is absolutely impressive. Messi's the GOAT, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest player of all time. There's zero questions asked after he wins a World Cup. It's his. This is more impressive to me than that season.
Okay, that's interesting. I mean, I don't think it's cut and dry, but I do think Erling
also the name of a Carrie Underwood album.
but Erling Haaland doing this, so I think the bigger conversation is Ballon d'Or, right? Everybody pretty much says Messi won the World Cup. He has to get the Ballon d'Or, and this would be, what, his seventh or eighth?
Seventh,
right? Erling Haaland having an just unbelievable season. Let's say Manchester City do win the treble.
Where are you leaning right now?
Right now, I would have to go Erling Haaland.
So I want to give you a scenario. Erling Haaland wins Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
Scores a hat trick in the final. 100% Erling Haaland gets the Ballon d'Or?
I mean, I wouldn't say, I mean, I would.
For you. For me. You were the sole vote.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what Messi did for in the World Cup is a great story, and it's absolutely remarkable. But as far as unbelievable seasons and just like things, somebody doing things that we've really never seen before, especially in the Premier League. The Premier League does, you get a few extra points for breaking that record in the Premier League in particular. I think I'd have to give it to Erling Haaland. It's remarkable. Even just watching him play, he's just an unbelievable athlete. He's an incredibly smart footballer. And just physically humiliating other players, just either whether it's with his feet technically, what he did to Upamecano, just dropping him to the ground, whether it's who was it? Was it West Ham or Newcastle? The guy that he just physically pushed off of him and was like, "Yo, nah, bro, you know, get your weight up, all right?
Hit that gym
because you ain't ready for this."
Yeah.
I just think he's like a weird combination of like Messi, Zlatan, and like he's just able to do it all.
He's a complete player. I think that's the big thing that a lot of people weren't expecting from Haaland coming into the season, right? They're like, oh, all the goals he scored.
I don't think he was the complete player.
I don't think he was either. I think Pep Guardiola deserves a lot of credit for turning him and the entire Man City team. This team is a unit.
Yeah.
They're a machine. They all know their roles and they all like execute them perfectly every game.
And they're getting better together. Like exactly. Him and Kevin De Bruyne didn't have much chemistry at the beginning of the season. Now it's like, Jesus, give the guy a rose.
Him and Mahrez.
The I would say this is a different conversation, but the one of the big keys to Man City's success, I think, has been Jack Grealish. Jack Grealish has gone to a completely he's not getting a lot of goals and assists, but the dude is just making key passes.
You can't bench him. The guy's incredible.
Yeah, and that's why Foden is just like, bro, I don't know. I love to play. I'm the homegrown
kid. Remember when I played here?
But it's like, yo, this thick-calved man just,
Jamie Tart over here. Stealing my shine.
He's just, you cannot get the ball from him. He is, he's just playing just at such a high level, and I think that's what's helped elevate himself and Erling Haaland as well.
Pep's plan has come together
towards
the end of the season. I still give it to Messi for one reason only. He deserves it. He won a World Cup. It was the last thing he had to do to prove he was the GOAT. He did it. It's the end of his career. Erling Haaland's 22. You're going to get a couple more Ballon d'Ors.
Yeah.
Sit in that room and watch Messi get his eighth and let that inspire you to be even better.
I'm not a fan of the let's give it to him for the story just so the end of Messi's
he earned it though.
Movie is like he got the bounce.
You're not giving it to him for what he's done.
I'm not saying he earned
it. You're giving it to him for what he did this season. He earned it. He carried his nation to a World Cup. And you think what? Because this guy scored a couple against West Ham? All of a sudden,
you were just arguing for Haaland.
I wasn't. I was helping his argument. But I'm telling you, you're wrong.
No,
Messi won a World Cup,
which is a big deal.
No, the biggest deal.
It's the biggest deal.
So the guy who inspires his nation to win the biggest deal is not enough for you to win the golden ball, the Ballon d'Or? The golden ball does not sound as impressive.
What casino is that?
Yeah, probably the one Carrie Underwood is performing at. So boring.
Off the strip, bro. Out there in Old Vegas.
I bet you someone plays the spoons at her concert. So boring, dude.
Or the cups. Like, who does the cups on?
Anna Kendrick.
You ever seen
that movie?
The actress.
Yeah,
she does
it's from that movie.
From the movie. She does
cups?
Pitch Perfect. Pitch Perfect. Yeah, she does the cup.
She sings. I never watched.
She sings.
What do you think I'm watching?
Pitch Perfect. Actually,
Pitch Perfect's pretty funny.
It's
I'm
pretty good
lie.
Too. Yeah. Now, maybe not like the third one, but the first one was really good.
I only saw the first one.
I only saw the first one. I think there's definitely two.
There might be three.
There was the blonde British ladies in that everyone thought was funny for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, she's Australian.
Australian.
What's her name? Starts with an R.
Amy. I don't know what. Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson.
She's a, yeah.
Great name.
She's hilarious.
She's great. Okay.
That's a fake name, by the way.
Rebel. We gotta get Rebel on this show.
You know,
see
her
if her name
like
is real.
Nancy Schoenberg, and she's like, yeah, Rebel. Rebel Wilson sounds like one of Bruce's kids. Right? Doesn't it?
Bruce
Willis.
Oh, I thought you meant Bruce Springsteen.
Doesn't he have a kid named Rebel?
I don't know.
Or Rain?
Does he? I don't know, bro.
Rain Willis.
Bro, now you got me Googling Bruce Willis's children's names.
Yeah.
Also, Bruce Willis is like going through, right? He's going
bro.
Mentally.
Rumor.
Yeah.
Rumor Willis.
Rumor Willis.
Close enough.
Rumor. Bro. Oh, by the way, they were talking about because it's May 4th on the show.
Yeah.
And I
May
said
the 4th be with you.
Yeah. So they were talking about Star Wars and they were talking about the sister.
Leia.
Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, Shorty with the buns. But I held my ears.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And in my ear, all I hear is hair buns. And I was
nah,
you're right. I didn't watch the bottom half of that
You know
movie.
What I meant.
Nah.
She got that.
I didn't even notice the hair, bro.
She got the cinnamon rolls, bro.
Shorty's, her dad is a bakery, bro.
I meant the Cinnabons. That's what I was talking about. Okay. Well, look.
Damn.
I feel like we're getting in a nice chill state on the show right now.
Yeah. Well, this is what I like to do when I chill. I don't know what you do, Christian.
Exactly.
What's your favorite way to chill?
My favorite way to chill is, get really tense playing some video games.
Mm-hmm. Hurt your neck from being so tight.
Okay. Blaring Carrie Underwood in the background.
Yeah. Okay. Real hype music.
Okay. I go back and forth between The Lox and Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Really does.
Sometimes you put a little M.O.P. in there.
Okay. Maybe I just throw in some Onyx from time to time.
Maybe Anne Hathaway from the Les Miserables album.
Soundtrack.
But no, when I need to chill, I grab an ice cold Coors Light.
This is what we do. Guys, look, the can, I'm holding it in my hands, has a little blue mountain on it, bruh. It literally tells you when it's cold enough to drink. It's made cold, it's packaged cold, it's delivered cold. And if you put it in your fridge and you see that blue mountain, that means it's cold enough to drink. It's absolutely, the beer's literally made to chill. This happens to us all the time. I do the morning show. I come here afterwards. I do the podcast. As soon as it's done, that's what these couches are here for. We kick our feet up. You know what I mean?
Mm.
We put a little Carrie Underwood on the screen, you know? And we try to relax and chill. And the way we do that is not just with the vibes that Carrie Underwood sets. It's we have to drink a little Coors Light because this is what we do to chill. That's why we have so many in the background. That's why we love Coors Light as a sponsor because it's literally made to chill. It's the perfect companion for all things chill.
That's right. So get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
That's right. That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. Again, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Let's go. All right, we got to move on to a couple other things. CONCACAF Champions League, the final is set. Los Angeles Football Club against León of Liga MX.
So congratulations, LAFC, on another CONCACAF Champions.
Well, this will be the first. Yeah, they
another
lost,
trophy.
They lost in the final a couple years ago to Tigres.
No, this is it. It's over. It's a wrap.
And it was
León. Don't even show up, yo. Send the same team Wrexham is sending to PSG. You don't need it.
LAFC beat León to get to that final during that CCL campaign. So this is an interesting rematch. León will definitely want some revenge, but
I can't believe Tigres lost to León.
Yeah, they lost 3-1 in the second leg, which also means now that LAFC will host the second leg of the final.
Right.
So you have to favor LAFC, especially with how LAFC are playing. Denis Bouanga is just.
What an absolute beast this dude has been all season.
So good, bro.
He's making it look
remember when we
too
said the
easy.
First 10 games of the season of MLS don't really matter? No one told Denny Bouanga. He is stacking stats, bro.
My guy is, he's looking like one of those players that gets to MLS And it's like, oh, you don't belong in MLS. You're like a little, just a little too much.
Wow, you really got convinced to come here. You know, but yeah, he's. You can tell they're going to flip him.
Not many players look like that, right? No. I mean, I would say David Villa was a player that kind of looked like that, but later in his career, so you understand.
Even like a Giovinco, I thought looked good, but not good enough to be like, we could flip you for money.
Right, right, right.
This is Property Brothers. This Denny Bowanga should be on Property Brothers.
That's right. Flip that house.
Yo, because this dude is getting flipped. How old is he? Do we know how old Denny Bowanga is?
I think he's in his mid-20s, late 20s.
Yeah, I think he's
entering his prime.
Yeah, he's looking pretty sharp, but
he's 28. Yeah,
28.
28. All right, so maybe we're not flipping him.
Okay,
he's from Gabon, which is what my wife's grandmother calls me.
I don't even know. Well, let's try to make
that means you eat an Italian lore. It's actually a bird they cut the balls off of, so it eats a lot because it's sad that it doesn't have balls anymore.
Oh my God, who would it be?
Yeah. Tell me about it.
The more you know, baby.
Losing my testicles giving me the munchies.
Yeah. Oh, why do you eat so much? What else is there to do? I gave you to write me a list of things to do. I've already gone through all of my Claire Underwood, Carrie Underwood out. Claire. I bet you Claire Underwood is more exciting than Carrie.
LAFC, in the semifinal match, they obviously they beat the Philadelphia Union pretty handily. This was an opportunity for the Union to get some revenge, and instead, Baizo got a red card. Yeah. So they had to
play. Like bye, Baizo. Wow.
I mean, look. Do we have to brag anymore that we're professional stand-up comedians? You see it.
They know by now, bro.
I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah, I was going to suggest it if you didn't say it. That's what they're thinking.
Pretty much once that happened, it seemed like it was over. LAFC are too good. You need all 11 players to play against LAFC. Highly recommend
it. You know what, dude? People don't give you credit for being the tactician that you are.
It's just, bro, I'll go watch my masterclass, bro.
Bro, where's the telestrator when you need one, bro?
Because, there were a couple of notable moments. Opoku did score.
Opoku's a great player.
He's a great player, but did you see his celebration?
No. What did he do?
He did the Naruto celebration.
Oh, running. I did do that. Yeah.
So
I didn't know what Naruto was, but I thought that was Dragon Ball Z. But I do know that this is an anime thing.
Yes. Yeah. I tweeted it out, and everybody was like, "I'm 100% sure Christian tweeted this out." But no, it's a fun one. You know, we saw the Dragon Ball Z fusion celebration that Atlanta United used to do when. Yeah. When Joseph and Miggy were both there. So I just love when they do it for the culture. There's a lot of anime fans. Mm. I always talk about it here as well. I get a lot of recommendations from fans as well. So
To watch more of them,
oh, yeah. Okay. Like, it's like, what? Why would you do that?
The recommendation made me stop talking about it.
No, I'm always open to any anime suggestions. But LAFC... you're favoring them here in the final.
Easily.
Easily. Yeah,
they're a much better team. They're much more stacked. León is lucky to be here. You know, Tigres versus LAFC, I think, would have been a much better situation or a much better,
matchup.
Matchup, sure. Let's go with situation. I think there's nothing all that exciting about León. The most exciting thing is that this is Landon Donovan's older, former team. So this is technically an El Tráfico.
Real? Okay. Yeah.
Personal Landon Donovan El Tráfico.
Right? If you're an LA Galaxy fan, you kind of got to have a little bit of an affinity for León beating your hated rival.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't do it.
Okay.
Although they've pretty much won every time.
The two matches are coming up in a couple weeks. But yeah, I kind of feel the same way. It's weird to I said this to David Goss when he was here. It's weird to go to, you know, watch almost any CCL matchup now with an MLS team and be like, MLS, the MLS team has it, hands down. It's not even going to be a much of a matchup. And it feels like the
last.
It hasn't
been that long since we were like, oh my God, Toronto with Giovinco, please.
Please, yeah.
Please win this. It'll make us look so good.
Everybody's a fan of Toronto this one day in this matchup. But now, the favorites, last year as well, with Seattle, And yeah, it just feels like I don't see how they're losing this game. They're just too good.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch it, but I'm more excited probably for the second half, the second leg,
yeah,
just to see what that's like in LA.
Do you think CCL shouldn't be two legs anymore? Just one?
Let's go four legs, dude.
No, all right.
What they got.
Let's eight go legs. MLS, bro. Playoff bracket into it.
I want to, speaking of other MLS news, or speaking of the other.
Friends of the show as well.
Los Angeles team. We got to give a shout out to Morgan Tenza for taking some incredible photos during the Orlando City against LA Galaxy matchup. Orlando did win the game 2-0, but really the best highlight of this matchup was the photos from photographer extraordinaire Morgan Tenza, because she took photos of Chicharito, who was frustrated after, you know, signing with LA Galaxy, I guess. I know if you're listening to this, we're looking at a photo of Chicharito pulling his shorts up, essentially giving himself the meanest front wedgie.
Yeah.
We're getting, full view.
I can't tell if he's excited about it
of the
not.
Golden balls.
Wow, more like Balan Bulge. I didn't see him do this at Real Madrid or Manchester United.
He didn't come across. Yeah, he wasn't doing this too often. Look,
yeah, the memes are hilarious.
I was going to say, great meme potential.
Yeah, they did him. They photoshopped him onto a mechanical bull.
Uh huh. Which is lovely. Yeah, this is great. I mean, it's a great photo, first of all. But then it's you try to wonder why Chicharito. He's a very expressive man.
Yes, he's not shy for, you know, showing how he feels.
Yeah.
What I can't figure out or, you know, decipher is how's he feeling? What makes him do this? Also, you went with the thong under the shorts, huh?
It's a
brief.
It's a okay. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to distinguish exactly.
He ain't got the boxer briefs. He ain't got the athletic support.
Yeah,
in the legs.
Yeah. It's
he went with the tidy whitey.
they are out, bro.
Yeah, and his thighs could use a tan. You know, his groin area. I don't know what.
Hey, let's just say, if you can't see the photo, his thighs just asked to speak to the manager.
Because
the rest of them is sitting near them.
but a great moment. I think this is one of those, like, in MLS history, this is just gonna be one that just, you know, we gotta
this
put
photo
this,
will never stop going, will never go away.
We gotta put this in the Soccer Hall of Fame,
yeah,
or whatever, because it's that good of a photo. And
Morgan caught a legendary moment. Shout out to Morgan.
And look, it adds to LA Galaxy did win their first game or second game or whatever last week, and then go right back to their losing ways. Maybe we should have a conversation of who do you think is going to get the wooden spoon? Is it going to be LA Galaxy or Sporting Kansas City, or is there going to be another? Could it be somebody else? Could it be Red Bull? Red Bull also doing pretty poor.
Could be Montreal. They're pretty bad. I love Montreal.
But they did beat Sporting Kansas City.
They did. Everybody beat Sporting Kansas City.
What?
Sporting Kansas City is that rebound chick.
I wonder what the state of in MLS with the teams that are doing poorly, because there's no relegation, there really is no incredible sense of urgency to
fire
a coach.
Peter Vermes is also his boss, his own boss.
Right.
He gave himself a 5-year extension.
That's not exactly what happened. But
no,
yeah,
that's he is literally sporting, what happened.
He has a very, outside of being coach, he has as a director, he's a sporting director,
yes,
as well. So there's a lot of, he has a lot of influence at the club.
Yeah, his current performance review, it must be stellar.
But in Major League Soccer, when do you think you should fire a coach? Like, look, so some examples, right?
When you play like Sporting Kansas City.
But it's almost like, you know, could he just be like, oh, it's just we're having a rough go, it's a bad year. It's like the sense of urgency to get rid of anybody. Look, Gerhard Struber, I don't know if you've seen any tweet for Red Bull, especially after the incident with Dante Van Zier, mm-hmm, every Red Bull fans are just tweeting an image of the corner flag, and there's a coordinated effort to really just tell the club, like this image is just means get rid of Struber, get rid of Van Zier. And they haven't done either of those things.
Yeah, and Rebel is not paying attention.
But it begs the question, like, are we at a point in MLS, you know, in this MLS history where the leash is short? Where we
have turned the corner now, where we're firing managers before,
because
like,
Premier League they go through about 45 like collectively.
Bro,
out of the
Chelsea,
20 teams,
Chelsea's putting the gunny head at your job interview.
they literally just have the gun on the table
and you're unveiling. They're like
the one thing they kept from the Roman Abramovich was the Russian roulette.
That's their culture. They said Chelsea has no history. This is their history.
So
before. As you're talking, so Sporting Kansas City's last 10 games, they have one win. Can you guess who it's against?
Why don't I remember? I can't believe they won. Who did they beat?
In the last 10 games.
In the last 10 games, they beat...
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, yeah. They beat...
Go ahead, guess.
San Jose?
No.
No,
Tulsa Athletic.
Oh, you're talking not even MLS.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't won. That's why I'm like, who the hell is that?
Tulsa Athletic.
That's the local Tulsa YMCA team. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Even Tulsa Athletic were upset about that. They're like,
yes.
Sporting Kansas City? Are you serious?
This dusty club?
Yeah. Their last MLS win, this is not good, came back in October 2nd, 2022.
Oh, my God.
Can you guess who it was against? This was an MLS win. This was the third of a three-win run.
Because they did all right. Not Galaxy.
It's a big one.
Sounders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seattle Sounders. They beat them 1-0. Before that, they beat Minnesota 4-1. And before that, they beat DC United 3-0. Since then, they've gone 1, 2, 3, 4.
Great podcasting.
10 straight without a win. Then they beat Tulsa Athletic. And now they lost to Montreal, which, by the way, I said Montreal might win the wooden spoon, but I guess not. You were talking about Gerhard Struber and Dan Van Zier. I looked this up. It says that the Rebel fans are actually, I'm sorry, it's the PSG fans are currently in front of them. So they're trying to help out.
How'd they get to Harrison, New Jersey
so
quickly?
Yeah, they're trying
to
help out, bro.
I mean, look, I kind of like the passion and the frustration of, you know, an MLS team doing so poorly. There's so many playoff spots available that a team has to be so, like, astronomically bad to finally say, like, yo, we got to get rid of the coach. Because you win 3-4 games in MLS
and you're back in it.
You're in the conversation. I'm like, you're ready to be like, can we win the supporter shield? You know what I mean? Yeah. You can have that
conversation. We should be in CONCACAF Champions League, bro.
You can start having those conversations, but this is, it's pretty, you have to be really, really, really bad. And I think the loss to Montreal for Sporting Kansas City, finally, the more reporters at the press conference are asking Peter Vermes, like, yo, bro, what's going on? Because
bro, you got plan B?
you start looking at some other alternatives. Right. I mean, look.
If you put I in your search bar, does it fill in with Indeed?
Okay. You know what I mean? There's a lot of course certifications you can get. Yeah, but there's a lot. The job market is not so bad.
How many connections or recommendations you got on LinkedIn?
People are viewing his profile.
Yeah. You get a lot of messages on LinkedIn.
So at least the reporters are asking the question. And Vermes is he the longest tenured coach in Major League Soccer? I think he might be.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, he probably is.
I think he is. And so it kind of, I could understand from Sporting Kansas City fans, it's like it feels wrong to get rid of such a coach that has brought you trophies, has been there for a long time, is really part of the fabric of the club. And, you know, but it's, they're so remarkably bad. I mean, I don't know if you saw the post game interview with Johnny Russell, and he's just like, bro, I don't know. He's like, I don't know why we're so bad. When your star player is being like, I don't know.
You tell me, bro. Maybe you know, because we tried to figure it out for the last year.
So that only tells me the coach has kind of is not connecting. The message that the coach is trying to deliver is not reaching these players.
Yeah, there's clearly a disconnect. This can't be how they want to play. This can't be, you know, and I've tried to talk to Charlie about that. Like, what happens in those situations where, like, a team just can't figure out it? And it's like a lack of confidence. People are trying too hard to make the right pass. Or yeah. Everybody, instead, as opposed to working as a team, one player, each player is trying to make something individually happen. And I guess you're off kilter, but, dude, the manager's job is the one who, you know, tells everyone like what their role is and tries to inspire them. And maybe what Peter Vermes is saying now isn't as inspirational. Maybe it's kind of run its course. And at some point,
my guy's boring like Carrie Underwood.
Damn, bro, you're Underwooding out here, bro.
You can't do that.
Yo, you gotta stop Hathawaying, bro. Maybe it's time for him to just be the director of operation or the director of football. And
yeah.
Let someone else come in and be coach.
Pretty ridiculous, everything going on. So,
control freak, bro.
All right, a couple of just quick things to discuss. Obviously, the upcoming matchups in Major League Soccer, we've been trying to get more involved in knowing, especially getting producer Miguelito involved in some of the betting in Major League Soccer.
Yeah, because he's giving away money at this point.
DraftKings, I'm like financing a lot of the company right now. Yeah. So we're welcome. I'm financing this show.
Good looking out.
You should get an ad, bro, for everything you've given up.
Are you terrible at MLS gambling?
Yeah.
But last week was not so good. I had Seattle Sounders, like we talked about, with David Goss on the road on the money line.
Uh-huh.
How'd you do?
0-0. Yeah. One of the most boring games. Honestly, the worst part wasn't the lost money.
Was it Anne Hathaway versus Carrie Underwood?
Genuinely. It was having to watch that game and being like, oh my God, bro, is like not even a goal against me.
You're like, keep the money. Can I just stop watching?
I just want to feel something.
There were weird. There were three like nil-nil games in the Western Conference. Yeah, so it was like, I'm watching MLS 360. I'm like, they ain't got nothing to talk about.
And they were the last three games of the weekend, too. So you're like, at night, just like, can I get something to do? No.
This is crazy. Okay.
But for this week, we're going to go with the same strategy. Like, we did find a road team significantly better than their home counterpart, who's still getting a little plus juice. We're going with
Orlando?
LAFC.
Oh.
LAFC. Orlando's not a bad one.
Orlando versus
too.
Montreal.
NYCFC at Charlotte, also a bad one. But my favorite is LAFC at San Jose Earthquakes. I feel like by just saying those two teams, like you don't really need to know much else.
Right, right.
Why I'm going with LAFC. Danny Buonga, obviously one of the best players in the league.
San Jose surprisingly have been very good,
San
though.
Jose has been decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not LAFC good.
They're not LAFC good, but there's something that, look, these road teams, I don't know what teams in particular have been doing well on the road. I mean, I've been watching
NYCFC.
I'm watching every NYCFC game, and it's like it is truly a duality of talent.
Send different people with the same kits on the road.
These are AI imposters. Yeah. Because NYCFC on the road, I just look like a completely different team. I don't know where where exactly the confidence goes. The connecting passes.
Well, the arguments enter.
We saw that from Talis Magno and Chanel. But this is an interesting one because LAFC have to be the strong favorites. But what are the odds on this one?
Yeah, we got plus 135 on the money line. So not as big as last week, but still a pretty decent value. If you're betting 10, you're winning 1350.
Okay.
So I'll take it. The alternative is San Jose Earthquakes are still plus 180, so LAFC is still favored in the match.
Yeah.
But anytime you see the plus sign in front of the number, bro, like it's as good as you can get, especially with LAFC. I'm looking at the road table right now, by the way, in MLS. LAFC has played one fewer game, but they're the third best road team in the Western Conference behind St. Louis and Seattle Sounders.
That's right.
I know this is probably crazy, but what's the money line on St. Louis?
St. Louis? Dude,
beating
they've been
FC
good.
Dallas.
I wouldn't hate that. Let me find it.
In Dallas, though, that's tough. Dallas in fourth place in the West.
Yeah, St. Louis plus 300, which is really crazy value. FC Dallas minus 125. But I don't even hate it. The same, I'm telling you, this road home thing, and Goss told us that I didn't know this last week, that MLS is the biggest home field advantage of any major league. Right. I'm just going to keep riding with the better team, bro. Sometimes it's just that
okay.
easy.
It's a good strategy. All right. If anybody else is betting on any of these games.
Please let us know.
Let us know. Hit us up on Twitter, at Soccer Cooligans, at DraftKings. Feel free.
For sure.
You know, download the app and let us know how you do. Okay. The other two quick things to wrap up with. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang did respond to a tweet. Was this on? This is on Instagram. Somebody posted this on Instagram.
Posted a picture of a tweet on Instagram, and yeah. He responded.
And it essentially, it just says, he had a very poor game against Arsenal. Right, obviously Chelsea played against Arsenal, did not go well for right. Chelsea.
An account named French Gooner put up. I think he only had 4 touches, and 3 of them came from kickoffs.
Yeah. Mm.
Which is not
good. You ain't pulling out the Black Panther mask.
No, no.
That's not the numbers you want. But
Obama
just,
who, and then it stops.
Obama where?
Yeah. Obama why?
Obama why can't you score, bro?
But this is a very kind of heartfelt tweet, and it says, quote, honestly, feel so bad for him. Always positive. Almost lost his mother, caught malaria, toxic end at Arsenal, went to Barca and got his house robbed, now gone to Chelsea and not playing at all, was made fun of at Stamford Bridge by our players and now booed by fans that he loved. So Aubameyang actually replied to this. He commented, he said, quote, you know, sometimes people forget what's the real life and forget about how you can't control what's going to happen. So there's like an acceptance of, I mean, look, there was a lot of stuff kind of out of my control. Some bad things happened. Yes, I made some poor decisions here and there.
Can I remind you of one poor decision that has caused all of this?
Which one?
The video he did with Chelsea where he said, it's nothing personal. I'm back. I'm blue. Yeah.
Okay.
You That's when you lost the Gooners for sure.
Yeah, that was it. That was the moment where even Arsenal fans that loved you, other than troops, were like, nah, nah, you're done.
Right, yeah. The troops fan club is still...
Troops is still with you. You responded with text messages. You're going to be homies. But no, I mean, this is ridiculous. Yeah. It, by the way, you caused this yourself. People forget that you drive a neon chrome car.
Right.
And you got stuck in traffic late to the North London Derby.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro. You made some mistakes too. Yeah, you loved her, but you got caught with someone else. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah, look, I mean, we just heard the list of all the like bad things that happened to him, and there is a lot of sympathy there.
Right.
I mean,
self-created toxic end at Arsenal, maybe she was saying.
At the Emirates, every time he touched the ball, there wasn't a lot of love.
No, they were laughing at him because he missed every shot in training. It's true, in the warm-ups.
So I think, maybe when he's done with Chelsea, maybe Arsenal fans will be able to reflect.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So I don't feel like too bad for him.
If he was on Scunthorpe, I don't think he'd get hate.
I think he's leaving Chelsea this summer, bro.
Yeah.
Right. But it was interesting to
Chelsea's
to see.
Up there with like joining not at the same level, but like Tottenham. It's the same, they're on the same list.
The only thing is the fact that he's even commenting about this is sort of looking for a little bit of sympathy.
No,
because if he was bagging 23 goals at Chelsea, he ain't commenting on anything.
No,
he'd
be like, no. Also, they're not laughing at you.
He's just bossing. But he didn't have a great game. Nobody in Chelsea did. What did you think of the laser pointer on Mudryk?
He don't need it. What are you pointing? It might have made him better. Stop it.
When he touched the ball, he got booed relentlessly.
Yeah, they
as
were
well.
Cheering. You should have signed with Arsenal.
Right, right.
I mean, he wanted to. Not his fault, but he took the money. Yeah. Shakhtar, it's not his fault.
Exactly.
I feel bad. He's having an absolutely terrible season. What do you think of Mudryk? What do you think of shit?
Mudryk. I don't want to completely write him off yet, but it hasn't been a good start.
Nobody's been good out there.
Hasn't been a good start. Hasn't been a good middle.
Definitely not a good end, bro.
Cursed club. They'll figure it out. All right, everybody. We got to wrap up. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us. As always, make sure you follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at Soccer Cooligans, and on TikTok as well. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We've got a bunch of good ones recently.
If it's funny, we'll read it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yo, hit the 5 stars on Spotify, bro.
Download everywhere you can.
Download the podcast. Hit the download button. And he said, hit the play button. Okay. Grab all your children's phones.
Yeah.
Somebody
go
else.
Go through the text.
I want to give another shout out to another Gully Squad member, Thomas Thornton. Mm-hmm. Just had twins.
Oh my God.
And he commented on an Instagram post. He said that the twins have already listen to an episode of the Cooligans podcast, and baby was born maybe like 3-4 days ago.
Bro, let's go. Really irresponsible.
Okay. Did something happen 9 months ago? Why are all people related to Cooligans having babies, bro?
Actually, should we track that?
Was there a really great episode 9 months ago and everyone's like, oh.
Bro, okay. Yeah. Hey, one of our episodes must have been extra horny.
Let's make some babies.
Damn, what, were we sponsored by like oysters or something?
That's what I think when I listen to the show. Yo, I'm turning
okay,
over.
Everybody. Thank you again for joining us. Sorry or you're welcome if it made you super horny. But it is, it's what we do. I don't know what to tell you.
It's a curse, man. It's a curse.
we can't control it. You know what I mean? It's like that old...
August.
In August.
What happened in August of 2022?
Isn't that right around the time we joined Meadowlark?
Bro.
Is it Meadowlark making everyone horny?
Yo, they knew we got the bag up.
Man, Dan Levitard. They're just imagining Dan.
They said they heard the Cooligans got the bag and took off their bag.
Yeah, dude. And dropped the load, bro.
Okay, maybe we'll cut that part out. I thought mine was a better double entendre. But
mine was just an entendre.
All right, y'all the absolute best, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys. Cooligans, buddy.